get you the best price possible. Call us and save on 01231 9332 or visit insuremycars.ie. City Financial Marketing Group Limited, trading as insuremycars.ie, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, May 25th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest ever hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. May 25th at Lost Lane. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
It's almost 8 o'clock with Noyx.ie. Step into elegance and comfort with our quality Swiss-made flooring options.
It's Noyx Newman. Kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
At 8, good morning, I'm Tina Gates. The Taoiseach said to meet today with the families of the Stardust inquest. Simon Harris will seek to address the Dáil on Tuesday to discuss the case. Joe Caulfield has the update.
43 years on from the night, 48 people lost their lives at the Stardust nightclub. Their loved ones found some solace. After a year-long inquiry, the jury reached a verdict of unlawful killing in the case of all 48 victims on Valentine's Night 1981. Today, the families will meet with Taoiseach Simon Harris with a view to getting a state apology on behalf of those whom they've lost. The government will seek time to make statements on the matter in the Dáil on Tuesday. Mr Harris is yet to confirm if he'll be able to make an apology at that time, but may clarify after the meeting with the families this morning.
A protest will take place in West Dublin today to save Tala Post Office. It'll get underway beside Red Rua Red near the Tala Lua stop at 2 o'clock this afternoon. People before profit say it's closing due to privatisation, and the party's deputy Paul Murphy says it's unfair on the workers who'll have to move to the city centre.
It will reopen under a private postmaster, but it will reopen in a different location, in a much smaller place, less counters, less staff and less services available for people, and the workers are being treated very poorly. So we think this privatisation agenda needs to stop, and our post office, which is relied upon by so many people in the community, our post office needs to be saved.
Thousands are expected to take to the streets of Dublin today for a protest in support of Palestine. The Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign is holding a national demonstration calling for an end to Israel's assault on Gaza. It's the fifth national protest since October. IPSC Chair Zoe Lawler says Israel must be held accountable.
The reason that this genocide has happened is because of decades of impunity that Israel has enjoyed, and Ireland, as part of the international community, has granted that impunity to Israel. So it's time to put action with the words.
There's a call on the Justice Minister to take a tougher stance against intimidating protests. Senator Malcolm Byrne is strongly condemning a masked protest outside Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman's house on Thursday night.
So the bill, and this has been introduced in other jurisdictions, but it would make it a criminal offence to engage in targeted protesting outside of an individual's home. There are the necessary safeguards in place, but it would mean for the likes of those thugs who decided to target Minister O'Gorman's home yesterday that the Gardaí could move in and take action against them for that protest.
There's been a large explosion at a military base in Iraq, with local officials saying at least one person's died and six are injured. The Khalsu facility in the city of Babylon is used by an umbrella group of armed factions. The US has denied involvement, but the Reuters news agency is reporting the blast was from an airstrike. Police in America say a man has died after setting himself alight outside a New York courthouse while the former US President Donald Trump was inside. Max Azzarello from Florida threw around pamphlets about conspiracy theories before covering himself with a flammable liquid and igniting it. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry says his motive's unclear.
Civilians, court officers, members of the police department, they run into the park. They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers.
There are calls for urgent intervention to deal with an escalating number of dog attacks on livestock around the country. IFA chief chairman Adrian Gallagher says attacks in Roscommon, Sligo and Tipperary this week have led to significant losses for farmers.
Yeah, it's very worrying. It's very costly for the farmer. And it's down to just a very small few minority people that are not taking full responsibility for their dogs.
And that's your latest news update at 8:04.
Measles is highly infectious and can be serious. About 1 out of 5 people who get measles will be hospitalised. The best protection against the measles is vaccination. If you or your child miss the MMR vaccine, the HSE is now offering a free catch-up programme for children and eligible adults. And once fully vaccinated, you're protected for life. To find out how to get your vaccine and to book an appointment, visit hse.ie/measles. From the HSE.
Radio Nova weather.
Good morning, Saturday, 20th of April. Been a while since I've been able to say it's going to be a pretty good day out there today. Any isolated mist and fog patches will quickly clear to leave a dry day with plenty of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees inland. It's going to feel a little cooler along the coast where we'll have some sea breezes. Teenage Dirtbag on the way and The Cure on Nova.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now,
more seriously addictive music
with Jerry Healy. Guaranteed.
Walls in.
Seriously Addictive. Radio Nova.
Seriously Addictive Music, Teenage Dirtbag on Radio Nova. Before that, I was playing The Cure and Friday, I'm in Love. Friday, I'm absolutely wrecked. Just get to bed early, up early on Saturday morning. It's coming on to you 8:15. How are you? Hope you're good. It's Gerry Healy in for Saturday Breakfast. What are you up to today? You can let me know, 0871818100, if you're planning anything special. Perhaps you might decide to get along to visit Mark Noble and the Radio Nova team, because they're going to be broadcasting live today from 10 o'clock until 2 at Windsor Airside Nissan and Peugeot in Airside Retail Park. And drive happy with their amazing Windsor certified used car offers. You can get up to €4,000 with their scrappage scheme and a free 3-year warranty across a huge range of Windsor certified used cars at Windsor Airside Nissan and Peugeot in Airside Retail Park. See windsor.ie and get along there today if you can. 10 o'clock until 2, Mark Noble and the Radio Nova team broadcasting live. The boss stopped a recent San Francisco gig to sign a special note for a young fan excusing them from school I'll tell you all about that in a few moments. Plus, Dave Daly will be from the sidelines just before 8:30. Queen going to be here in a sec. It's ELO playing now on Nova.
I just love PJ and Jim. They're great crack to listen to.
You're driving along in the car and people probably think your cracker's laughing out loud.
A bit of upbeat and happiness first thing in the morning to have while you're having breakfast and stuff, you know.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows
doesn't really matter.
Trigger, now he's dead. Mama,
little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Figaro.
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go!
No.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me!
We play seriously addictive music like that. It's Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. The speakers here in the studio go up to about 10. I had them sitting on 8. Don't tell the boss whatever you do. By the way, speaking of the boss, Bruce Springsteen helped out an out-of-school California kid in a very sort of rock and roll way. The boss did a young fan a huge favour during his San Francisco concert on Easter Sunday just gone, guessing that the sold-out 3-hour-plus show at Chase Centre would run a little late into the night, making it difficult to wake up early the next day. 11-year-old Genevieve showed up from Alameda, that's in the Bay Area in San Francisco, with a handmade sign that read, "Skip school, sign my note." Now, the legendary rocker spotted Genevieve holding the sign and he responded to the young girl's attempt to get out of class with some class of his own. See what I did there? Getting down on one knee to sign the note before handing it back and blowing her a kiss. That was so nice, wasn't it? He'd done this kind of stuff before, though, hasn't he? Didn't he do something like this, an attendance note? I think it was a fifth or sixth grader who was at the Rocker's Born to Run book signing 2016, 2017, something like that. I wonder, will he be signing any notes for anybody when he's here to do a couple of gigs in the Emirates Isle in, is it 29 days time, in for 4 gigs. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to playing Mumford's and Sons here very shortly. I've got the Undertones too, and from the sidelines, David Daly will play next on Radio Nova.
Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova.
Apparently the real estate business is so full of jargon that we get lost in it, you know?
Yeah.
And you sit there in these meetings, and I've done this, you know, your woman is there and she's telling you all the things. So, because of the gazundering on the disbursement of the unit with the frozen interest, what's going to happen now is we're going to get your covenant and we're going to lash it out there with a feather. And you're like, I haven't a clue. I'm about to sign a piece of paper that will be the biggest purchase of my life and I literally haven't got a clue what's going on.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Weekday mornings from 6 on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Forest Fest presents The Cult.
their only Irish gig on their 2024 world tour at Forest Fest, July 19th to 21st at Emo Village, County Leash. Over 50 acts, including Divine Comedy, Dexy's Midnight Runners, The Human League, Ocean Colour Scene, and more. For single day and full weekend tickets and more info, see forestfest.ie.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices. Wake up to great savings with selected Kellogg cereals like Cocoa Pop 650 gram was €6.90, now €3.50 each. Persil Non-Bio Liquid 53 washes was €12, now €9. And Cadbury Time Out 6-pack was €2.49, now €1.24. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. The power to lower prices. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
Would you like to help people head away smoothly on their travels? If so, a Dublin Airport security officer, retail sales professional or operations team member role might be perfect for you. These come with competitive hourly starting rates ranging from €16.14 to €17.47 and progression on future pay as well as other great staff benefits. Visit daa.ie/careers to apply.
Lorraine, what's the story with all the Pat the Baker sourdough packs framed on your wall?
What? They're my diplomas.
Diplomas?
I've taken a lot of tests, you know, for deliciousness, for freshness, for flavour, for taste.
Sorry, tests.
You need to butter up your act and take the crusty craving taste test with the new Pat the Baker sourdough bread. Go on, be a taste champion. Pat the Baker, so fresh it's famous.
Pat the Baker, fresh it's famous.
The RTE Concert Orchestra performing the songs of Leonard Cohen. Live at Three Arena Dublin, Saturday, September 21st. Conducted by Gavin Maloney and featuring some very special guest vocalists. Tickets from €59, subject to fees, are on sale now. Brought to you by Singular Artists.
Irish bike racing is back. Catch the Principal Insurance Masters Championship at Mandela Park, April 20th and 21st. 2 days of thrilling action featuring Principal Insurance Superbike and Supersport and Megabike Super Twins. For tickets, see masterssuperbike.ie.
Mandela Park!
Now,
back to more seriously addictive music
with Jerry Healy.
Radio Nova.
Showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisión na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys from Shankill Tennis Club in County Dublin. The club prides itself on inclusion for people with all abilities.
Liam O'Donoghue is my name. Good to have the opportunity to tell you about the club. Shankill has about 700 members. We've 10 tennis courts, 3 of them are indoors, and it's, we would modestly say, one of the best indoor centres in Dublin. And Shankill is very much a, we call it a community club, because that's it, we're part of the community. So there's no kind of walls around Shankill Tennis Club. We have people who join, the 700 people, but also anybody can just ring up and make a booking in the same way as member club. And that's kind of unusual, but we're really proud of that, I think, as part of it. It's consistent with our approach over the last 30 years or so to just making tennis available. So one of the things I think that is marks out Shankill, it's quite a special part of the club, is that consistent with that approach to just making tennis available to everybody in the community has been that we have reached out to all parts of the community, including people with a disability. So traditionally people in Ireland with a disability wouldn't have had the opportunity to play tennis. It's a technical sport, clubs weren't always that easy to get into historically. So we now have a program called Enjoy Tennis, which kind of solves that. So about 6 or 7 years ago, with some of the local services like Carmona and Festina Lente, we started to have people with an intellectual disability or autism come and play. And that's grown over the years. So we now have a range of disability players. We have wheelchair players, we have players who are blind or vision impaired, and you'll chat about one of those in a little while. Rhea, one of our members. We have people who come to us from St. Joseph's, locally. St. Joseph's is a residential care centre for people experiencing dementia. We are about to start what's called para-standing tennis, which is tennis for people with an amputation or a prosthesis. We have people who come who've had an acquired brain injury. So it's very much a kind of open door. And we have a team of coaches that work with those groups. And I suppose what we're getting to is what we would have had the idea that it's kind of normal enough now. There's nothing that special about the fact that there are probably six different disabilities playing here. And it's an important part of the club. And actually, what started here has now been adopted or grown within the overall Tennis Ireland structure. So Enjoy Tennis, as we called it, is now in 100 tennis clubs around the country, about 1,500 players around the country, and Shankill remains a part of that. So that makes a great connection.
Liam O'Donoghue there, former chair and founder of Enjoy Tennis. Now the community liaison officer outlines the many events at the club, including the social side.
My name is Veronica Casey and I'm the former chair of Shankill Tennis Club. And then after I finished that job, I became the community liaison officer for Shankill Tennis Club. So that's a new role in the club to support all of our community groups. And as you would have heard from Liam, we have quite a few. We have our regular weekly events. We have two ladies mornings, one on Wednesday, one on Saturday. We have our men's morning on a Sunday. We have a social tennis night on a Wednesday. That's a mixed tennis night. And then also on Saturdays we have supervised tennis for kids. So, and all of and there's 2 hours for that, and all of these are for members and non-members. Anybody can come down to the club, which is what we really love about our club, is that it is open to everyone. Our social events are tennis-based events with a social element after. So for our juniors, they have their coaching, but then we have a junior committee who run all the junior events, and then there'll be kind of tennis and followed by a party of some sort. It is the same for all of our community groups as well. So our VI tennis, that is our blind tennis, that's on every Sunday. The guys, the kids come down from 10 to 11, then they will have something after that. And then, and that's every Sunday, they love to socialise. And also our adults as well. They are on from then 11 to 12:30 every Sunday. We're extremely fortunate because we have an indoor centre, has three courts. So it means that all of our community groups, especially those of our players with disabilities, we can provide coaching, we can provide a safe area for people to play in, and we never have to cancel, which is massive. It really is. That's the biggest thing for our players with disability, that we are not consistently cancelling because we have that indoor facility, and it really is wonderful. So on top of our regular weekly events that we have, we also have started interclub events. So we have interclub events for our juniors, because we found that a lot of our teenagers were dropping out of sport, and we want to keep them in as much as possible. So we tried to create a more social tennis side of things for the juniors, kind of from about 12 to 16. So we work together with other clubs, and we have social events, like, again, tennis in a party is the winning formula. And then also we have a lot of groups that only coach, so our players with intellectual disabilities need a lot of support, and so we found that they were only coaching and they weren't getting any play time at all. So we've started working with other clubs to create interclub events, and we're trying to run those one every month. So each club is taking an event, and they have just been phenomenal. We have nearly 30 players turn up every time, and it's so much fun, and the guys get so much out of it as well. So what I really love is the way all the different groups come together to support each other.
Now Veronica talks about the club's link with the local organisations.
So our Festina Lente group play every Wednesday. They coach every Wednesday. So Festina Lente are an organisation that support adults with an intellectual disability. They support them in the community to for work, for accessing sport. They do a lot of, they have their horse riding facility out in Bray as well. So, and it's a wonderful organisation. And we have one of our Christine Lente players has trained as an assistant coach, and she comes along and helps us when we're doing, we have the blind, the National Blind Championships will be happening at the end of April, and she'll come and help out at that. And also then when we have parks tennis during the summer, parks tennis is open tennis lessons for everyone, all children, and she'll join in and help there as well. So it's really super.
I'm Dave Daly, and you're listening to From the Sidelines. We will be back with more from Shankill Tennis Club after some seriously addictive music on Radio Nova.
Weep for yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my? Tremble for yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
This is Radio Nova, where we are back from the sidelines at Shankill Tennis Club. Now a dedicated tennis coach talks us through coaching for visually impaired players.
My name is Ryan Burke. I'm from Barbados and I moved here the last 3 years. I work at the club Shankill, and my duty here is to coach the VI tennis section of it. So the VI section is visually impaired. We go from basically B1, which are players who are totally blind. And if they carry any kind of vision impairities beyond that, we would take them to a specialist and have them analyze and see what categories they fall in. So with the B1 players, they're totally blind, and they have to wear blindfolds to avoid like the light provision of anyone seeing and they have any advantages. And they get three bounces with the balls. The ball we use is actually a different kind of ball. It's made for indoors, and it carries a bell, and it's a very spongy ball. The bell allows them to what you call tracking. Their tracking functions are better that way, where they track the ball after the first bounce on the ground, it sounded the bell, then you move towards direction, angle, depending on what's happening toward the game itself, where the ball is going. For the B1s, basically it's half the court size, and for B2, B3, and B4, basically we have a court that's like three-quarter size of a regular tennis court. The courts are divided that way because of the bounce of the ball. This ball we have is a spongy ball. It wouldn't carry so far, but we do have pressing the ball really hard, and the technique is still the same. Nothing changes in terms of technique. We train the technique the same way. But that, and like, unlike the game, they can't see or they have visually impairedness, so they have to use more of their ears when it's the sound of the bell and then move towards where the ball itself is. So I played tennis in Barbados for many years, and then my coach at university there for many years too as well. And I just love tennis as a whole, so I just always kept coaching and playing. And I've coached in the UK too as well, in London. I have some friends there, private clubs that will go do their coaching for the kids and that kind of stuff. So I've been involved in the sport for quite a long time now.
Now a VI player ranks number 4 in the world tells us her story.
Hi, my name is Ria Devereux and I'm a player here in Shankill Tennis Club. I was selected for the Irish Blind Visually Impaired Tennis Team in June 2023, and that has been, it's changed my life. It's been absolutely incredible. How I got into tennis was I actually looked it up. So I searched up visually impaired tennis because I used to play tennis when I was younger, but I lost a bit of my sight. And then afterwards, I really wanted to get back into it, but I wasn't aware of any kind of blind sports community at all. So I looked it up, and I was completely shocked, to be honest, because I was completely unprompted. And I thought that it was actually a thing, and it was played locally, and there seemed to be people who were actually really involved in it and interested in it. And I sent Liam O'Donoghue a message. He's the man who brought VI tennis to Ireland. And then I started in January 2023, and it's completely changed my life. I absolutely love it. I guess it's the whole forbidden fruits taste sweeter. I never thought I'd play tennis again. So, I mean, sighted tennis, I loved it. I absolutely loved it when I was younger, I'm not going to lie. But VI tennis still kind of, I suppose the novelty of it still hasn't worn off. It's being able to make connection with that ball and the bell and the sound. And I suppose being able to do something I never thought I'd be able to do again. It's really huge that, because I really thought, you know, when I lost my sight that I'd never play tennis again. And it was actually a bit of a dream come true because I wished and wished like every birthday, everything that I could somehow manage to play tennis again. And it happened, and it's been absolutely incredible. So I was selected for the Irish Blind and Visually Impaired Tennis Team in June 2023. And yeah, no, it's been mad. It's been incredible because we got to go to the International Blind Sports World Games, the IBSA World Games in Birmingham last August. And it's like an Olympic style event occurs every 4 years. And it was just a truly incredible experience because we got to see all the different countries and all the different sports VI people play. And it was truly inspiring because you got to see blind football teams, blind archers, blind cricket players. It was amazing. And you really got to experience, I suppose, and we're exposed to this huge array of people who have a disability and are still managing to play sport. And it was really, really amazing. And unfortunately, I lost by 2 points in the tiebreak. I lost my bronze medal match. So I'm ranked 4th internationally in the world. So, I mean, that is pretty incredible, but I was kind of gutted after losing the medal match.
And the final word from a young VI player at the club.
My name is Sophie Goff, and I go to school in Rosmini Community School on Grace Park Road. I've been playing tennis here for 8 years. I play visually impaired tennis here. It's very enjoyable. I've been playing since I'm about 7 or 8. I enjoy coming here because your teammates are very supportive. We have an amazing coach, and It's just fun all around, yeah.
I'm Dave Daly, and you've been listening to From the Sidelines at Radio Nova. Over the past 12 weeks, we have visited sports clubs all over Dublin, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow and heard their stories. This is our final episode, and thanks to all the clubs who took part and to Declan and Fiona for editing each week. Thank you for listening. From Dave Daly, until the next time.
Here's the addictive music, Teenage Kicks on Radio Nova. Thanks to Dave Daly for From the Sidelines for the last 12 weeks as well, and for everybody for taking part too. I'm going to get Billy Joel on the radio very soon, and barbecue sauce. I'll tell you about that too.
The Ball in the Bag on Radio Nova.
It's the ultimate couples challenge.
You and your significant other up against two other couples for one great prize.
But what will you choose?
Maybe it's a bowling ball in a football bag.
What use is that?
What if it's not a ball in a bag? What if it's a bag wrapped around a ball?
You deserve a kick in the...
No. You can't say that, Jim.
For an extra chance to win, head to 123inc.ie.
Printer consumables and office supplies. For home, for office, for less. 123inc.ie.
The Ball and the Bag.
Three couples, two prizes. Which one will you pick?
Seriously Addictive on Radio Nova.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices. Wake up to great savings with selected Kellogg cereals like Cocoa Pop 650 gram was €6.90, now €3.50 each. Personal non-bio liquid 53 washes was €12, now €9. And Cadbury Timeout 6-pack was €2.49, now €1.24. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. The power to lower prices. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Products subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
Bored in your current job? Want to work somewhere more exciting? Like in the medtech sector? Then you're in luck. Because at Siemens Health and Ears and Swords, we're hiring. We're looking for experienced operators and technicians to join our fantastic team at Siemens, Swords in North Dublin. Why choose us? We offer competitive wages, excellent benefits like on-site restaurant and gym, comprehensive training and opportunities for career advancement. Find out more at jobs.siemens-healthandears.com/careers.
And 123 and 123.
123inc.ie, miss.
Sorry?
123inc.ie. You know, for all your ink at home or work, they're really good, miss.
Focus, Tara. And 123 and 123.
123inc.ie. Service without the jigs and the reels.
Thinking about a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie is Ireland's new online jobs board, dedicated to getting you the job you want at the pay you deserve. It's the best way to find the perfect job for you. Search thousands of jobs in companies nationwide, upload your CV, and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at Recruit.ie.
What do all these things have in common? Boats, caravans, cars, trailers, trucks, shipping containers, building machinery. Simple. When you're not using them, you need somewhere safe and affordable to store them. And that's where Robin Hill Storage come in. Our open yard storage site is a cost-effective way to securely store your stuff. We offer flexible contracts and 24/7 access. Irish businesses trust Robin Hill Storage. You should too. Get a free quote at robinhillstorage.com.
Virgin Media is bringing Ireland's best broadband to more and more homes. Big homes, little homes, outhouses, haunted houses, big gaffs in the country, non-bouncy castles, number 16, Oxbow lake houses, the house with all the cats. Get 2 gig full fibre broadband with 99.9% reliability from Virgin Media. It's playtime.
T's and C's apply. See virginmedia.ie. Subject to availability. Ireland's best broadband. See virginmedia.ie/proof.
Now, back to more seriously addictive music
with Jerry Healy.
Radio Nova.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Rock and roll. Still that to me. Billy Joel on Radio Nova. I was having a look through in relation to barbecues because of the decent weather that we're having. And if you thought, I came across this story, if you thought the Barbie hype had ended, well, you were wrong, because now there's officially a way to add pink to every meal. Heinz UK has released the first pink Barbie barbecue sauce. Do you hear that? Barbecue sauce, a pink barbecued flavoured mayo. When I read this, I did raise an eyebrow, two eyebrows to be totally honest, wondering if somebody was playing April Fools. But the pink sauce is real and it's made from vegan mayonnaise mixed with barbecue flavouring and beetroot extract for that perfect pink colour. And there's a limited edition out at the moment. After seeing the reaction of the sauce, the sauce brought our fans on social media, we knew we had to make it a reality, said the director of taste at Heinz. I think I'll be sticking to my tomato ketchup. No barbecue sauce for me. In a few moments, we're going to be doing this, though.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Yeah, we're going to play that game for you very soon, and I'm going to get on Seriously Addictive Music from U2, Soft Cell, Blink 182. And let's play some Fleetwood Mac straight after news on Radio Nova.
Hiya, it's Marty Miller here from Marty at Work. You know, I've said it before, it's great crack working at a radio station like ours. For example, listener Phil is celebrating 2 years living in Ireland and listening to Radio Nova. So what do I do to celebrate? Play him a song he doesn't really like.
Oh, Mr. Miller.
Might just tune out for 2 minutes, though.
Good sport. Weekday mornings from 10, seriously addictive music for your workday, chances to win stuff and a general hangout.
10 to 1 on Radio Nova.
With A1 Tradesmen. Need a handyman or plumber? You need A1 Tradesmen. Find us on Facebook.
24/7, the handyman.
Waiting for you.
Wake up to mattress and bed savings at the Harvey Norman 5-Day Mattress Sale. With huge savings of up to 40% on the biggest brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Sleep Easy, Silent Night, King Coil, Thermapure and the Briady Spa Collection. Plus, get free delivery, free removal and recycling of your old mattress. And with up to 36 months interest-free finance available, why wait? The Harvey Norman 5-Day Mattress Sale now on. But hurry, must end Monday.
Go! Journey. Freedom Tour 2024. Live at SSE Arena Belfast, November 4th. And 3 Arena Dublin, November 5th. With very special guests, Cheap Trick. Tickets from $59.85 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees.
Want to get rid of your old scrap car but not sure how? Turn it into money now and bring it to us at Kilcock Car Dismantlers. We weigh and then pay. Certificates of destruction issued on all vehicles, ensuring deregistration with Department of Transport and total peace of mind. We buy all types of scrap metal with top rates paid. Can't get the car to us? No problem. We can collect. Go to kilcockcardismantlers.ie for more info. A vehicle is collected, scrap value is forfeited in lieu of collection cost. Kilcock Car Dismantlers is a fully licensed vehicle take-back facility. Proof of ownership required.
Jobs Expo Dublin is back. Packed with some of Ireland's best companies, with jobs and careers for skilled professionals just like you. We're coming to Croke Park on Saturday, April 20th to bring you the cream of Irish and international companies all looking to fill exciting job vacancies. Meet employers, get advice on your CV, interview skills, applying for jobs and more. And it's all free to attend. That's Jobs Expo Dublin, Saturday, April 20th at Croke Park. Register to attend today at jobsexpo.ie.
Recruit.ie is here. It's Ireland's new online jobs board, instantly connecting employers with quality candidates whose CVs match your job description. It's the